If you're a parent or share a fridge with someone, Instacart is about to make grocery shopping so much easier. Because with family carts, you can share a cart with your partner and each add the items you want. Since between the two of you, odds are you'll both remember everything you need. And this way, you'll never have to eat milkless cereal again. So minimize the stress of the weekly shop with family carts. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
On yesterday's show, owner Ted Leonsis gave us nearly 30 minutes after Alex Ovechkin's record. And before we said goodbye, the idea of him buying the Nationals came up. Remember, Leonsis tried to buy the Nationals. The Learners didn't agree to a price. That was a couple of years ago. And so we wanted to know, is he still interested? And he made no bones about it. He absolutely would still like to buy the baseball team. Of course, he owns the Caps. He owns the Wiz, the Mystics, and several other entities in town. The CEO of Monumental Sports and Entertainment. But this is what Leonsis said on Grant and Danny yesterday about buying the Nationals.
Yeah, I'm forever interested. The season started, and that should be a signal that the Lerner family is very committed and the team's really not for sale. And I think where the Lerner family is, and we haven't had active conversations, is they're rebuilding the team. They're excited about the team. The new season has started. They don't want any rumors, any hoopla about corporate developments. They want to focus on the team, and I totally understand that and respect that. Mark Lerner came to the game when Alex scored two goals, met Wayne Gretzky. I mean, we're close friends. I love the family. I'm going to be here. We'll keep the lights on, but there's nothing active going on, and, you know, I'm going to go out and buy season tickets for the Nationals. It's hard to go to games, you know, when Caps are still in season, Wizards are still in season. But I look forward to going and checking out the team. And, you know, I enjoy going to baseball games. So I'm interested, but it doesn't seem right now that they're that interested. And I totally understand why.
It's a great answer. That is newsy that made the rounds yesterday and is certainly something that I'd say ends any speculation that Leonsis wouldn't want to buy the team at this point. The cliff notes of that one-minute answer. Forever interested. His interest is not waning. They're not going to be talking about selling the team with him in season, so no reason really at this point to consider it. But he said, I'll be here. You know, we'll leave the lights on, meaning call me when you're ready.
The instant you're ready to sell, I'll be forever interested. That's a pretty big tell.
Forever interested. Yeah. I'll be here whenever you need me. You just call. I want to buy the team. They don't want to sell it to me right now. It's kind of the last sentence there, paraphrasing. He's interested. They're not as interested. But I posted those quotes, you know, what he just said, what you just heard. I tweeted them out yesterday, and I was pretty shocked by the response. What I mean by that is to say there were several people, I would say half of the people, whose response was something along the lines of, oh, I wouldn't want Ted to buy the Nationals. Which I don't understand at all, to be honest with you. Now, if the argument is just you don't want one owner to own all your teams, I do get that. Because as we've seen with Leonsis as the owner of the Capitals and the Wizards, it can be really hard at any given moment, especially when the seasons conflict, to feel like, I know Wizards fans have long felt like they get the shaft or whatever, like you know, it's on everything. Everybody's getting 100%. Whether that's perception or reality, I understand that that is a fear that fans have.
Right.
And just generally speaking, when one person in town owns everything, it's a, you know, like any monopoly of sorts. I mean, there are drawbacks to that. So if your fear is just the amount of things he'd own, I guess I could, well, not my priority or something I care about, I could reckon that. But the current situation with the Nationals very, very clearly is that there is no other suitor at this moment. There's nobody else publicly saying they want to buy it. The last time that they were on the market, by all accounts, the only person that was particularly interested in buying them was Ted Leonsis. So to me, as of right now, it's a, would you rather the Lerners continue to own this thing in perpetuity or Leonsis swoop in and buy this thing? And to me, that's the biggest no-brainer ever. Twofold. One, I desperately want a real television product so badly. That's not to knock Bob and Franny, who do a good job in game, but I want pregame and postgame. See what they do for the Capitals and the Wizards. They do real-life sports programming.
Mm-hmm.
They have shoulder programs. They have content all day long. I want that badly for my baseball team, and I think it's absurd that we don't have it.
Agreed.
The path to that, very clearly, is Ted buying the team very easily because he made the case on our show again yesterday that he has no interest in buying the TV rights if he doesn't own the team, which... Yeah, he basically says there's not money in it at this point. I'll take his word for it. Yeah. I don't know how the business part of that works. I'll bet he does. But how many off seasons do you want to sit and watch them spend no money and do nothing as an organization? I would love to just try something else. That's the other part of this, baseball-wise, not just the TV part of it with Masson being gone. But Leonsis' Capitals resume is pretty fantastic. Now, the Wizards' resume clearly is not, but I don't know, Danny. I have, if it's really a two-horse race, which is how I view it,
yep.
Lerners keep owning this thing for a long time. Ted Leonsis takes over. I badly want Ted Leonsis to take over.
If that's the frame or the framing, then you're right, it's a no-brainer. In other words, you're counting on, if you're Team Lerner, for the sake of argument, just to set this conflict up, if you're Team Lerner, then you're saying at some point it's going to change, not based on the last 5 years, not based on any statistical evidence, just based on what it was at one point, a.k.a. not a ridiculous spend, but a very competitive spend for the Nationals, right? There may have been times where there was some nickel-diming, but that's pro sports. No fan base thinks their ownership group is perfect. There's always going to be gripes in every sport, no matter what. But the Nationals had a competitive payroll. Their payroll now is, it doesn't look as bad as it actually is because they're still paying Steven Strasburg.
Yeah,
it still counts.
The payroll of the players that play is near the bottom of baseball.
It's Marlins-y.
Ridiculous. It's Pirates-y. It's unacceptable.
Yeah, and the idea, if you say, well, I'd rather have the Lerners do it, is you're assuming or hoping, based on what I don't know, that it'll go back to what it was at some point. Maybe when all the money goes into their account from the back pay from Masson, or maybe something changes. I don't know what it would be, but maybe then they'll go and do what they wanted, what they're supposed to be doing. That's the argument. Other than that, I can't figure it out.
There is nothing that has happened over the last several years that would make you think that is the case. This offseason was the tell. Like, I had been very patient and just kind of like, hey, well, I don't know what I don't know. It's a rebuild. There's no real reason to spend. You know, maybe they'll flip the switch. This was the flip the switch off the season. You don't get to just keep, well, maybe in a year. Of course, it's so easy for you to keep me waiting when every offseason you can go, well, there's always next offseason. There's always another one where you might spend. But what they did this offseason, $9 million for Mike Soroka as a starting pitcher that most teams viewed as a reliever, and Nathaniel Lowe at first base, who you had to trade a reliever to go get to inherit a contract while the Rangers were trying to downsize financially at first base. So your baseball ops people found a good deal. That was the offseason. You didn't spend money on your bullpen. You didn't upgrade in other areas. You did nothing to generate excitement. Like, we're a week into the season. Is there excitement about the Nats? I love the Nats. I'm over there all the time. I was there last night. I'll be there tomorrow. I've been at 5 games already. There's Dodgers fans and 7,000 of us over there last night in the cold. people just aren't that excited about it.
They're not.
You didn't give them a reason to be excited. But that's the part I don't get is, oh, well, I hope he doesn't buy the Nats. Are you a Nats fan? For what reason? We also talk about the fact that they have not paid or kept any of their own. Guess what? Alex Ovechkin, 20 seasons with the Washington Capitals, a 13-year record contract, a 5-year contract on the back end of that at the end of his career. Nicholas Backstrom, a 10-year contract. TJ Oshie, a massive 8-year contract. They have paid their own. John Carlson, 8-year, $64 million, was one of the biggest contracts for defensemen, if not the biggest at that time. They have taken care of their guys. They have set the market. You know, Leontis talked yesterday about the commitment they like making to their players. That's been one of the big bugaboos. Is it perfect? I'm not trying to sell you that this is the greatest situation in the world. If some, Jeff Bezos-like billionaire who's going to outspend Steve Cohen is waiting in the wings to come buy this thing, then I want them too. I want the guy that's going to have the $600 million payroll and compete with the Dodgers for Shohei and the Mets for Soto. Yeah, let's do that. But that guy ain't walking through the door. That's not realistic.
It doesn't seem to be.
There's no one that wants to buy this team right now, basically other than Rubenstein, who's already got his team, the Orioles, and he's mm-hmm. checked out, and now Ted Leonsis.
And again, if that's the realistic scenario, which is all we know so far, is one person has declared, again, on our show and with the previous offer, that he has tried to buy them and would buy them if he was allowed to make an offer on them. If that's the choice, it's a binary, it's pretty easy to me. And, you know, I'm not the world's biggest Ted Leonsis cheerleader when it comes to his ownership. I think criticisms of him with the Wizards over years are justified. I just don't think he understood the sport. If he would have read his own ownership manifesto about how to build a winner, he would have done things a lot differently. But that's a small gripe. It's all relative here. You're talking about an engaged owner that at least has a philosophy and a plan versus whatever this is for the Nationals. To me, it's obvious. Like, I'm still hoping for the White Knight. I'm hoping for someone to come riding in and my Steve Cohen, but I don't know where that guy is.
Totally.
If he's out there, hear my voice, I'm available.